I felt a cleaving in my mind, as if my brain had split. I tried to match it, seam by seam, but could not make it fit. The thought behind, I strove to join, unto the thought before, the sequence raveled out of sound, like balls upon the floor. These words, taken from Emily Dickinson's poem Soul, are shaped out of thin black wire, presented on a white canvas in a messy, curving scrawl. Reading Threadman for the first time, my mind jumped to changes and lost desire. They make it seem as if someone has lost hope or given up in search for a new beginning. Leslie Dill, the artist of this piece, was born in Bronxville, New York, in 1950. She has created many works like this one that include poetry and lines of mysterious jargon. She currently lives in Brooklyn, New York, and constructs paintings, sculpture, and photography that focus on themes of the body and self-identity. Her strong interest in communicating through both language and art led her to multiple degrees. She studied at Maryland Institute of Art, Smith College, and Trinity College to earn her bachelor's in English and her master's in art education. Beginning to work at Landfall Press in 1992, Dill was exposed to more information about the techniques of traditional as well as abstract art. This built a solid foundation, and she now maintains her balance creating works like this one. Dill continues to transcend both physical and mental pain through her artwork and uses many materials to translate her thoughts onto the canvas. This piece includes bunches of fine colored thread that are draped among the letters and hung by small pushpins. Near the top is a head-like shape made out of wire, and in the center the word soul is written. Does this merely title the poem, or does it put a label on something else, such as hope for a new beginning, or represent the end? I believe it could be those and much more. The thread starts in a thick bunch at the top and descends, growing thinner, until it is nearly nothing, hanging limply over the edge of the last letter. I wondered as I looked closer why everything hung from pushpins, slightly raised above the canvas. Was it simply to extend the texture, or does this represent something beyond that, as if life is barely being held together, as if it could fall apart at any second? Light eerie shadows lurk around the bottom of each raised letter, and as the thread thins, the shadows lighten. To me, this represents the past, fading away as hope may soon return. The colors of the thread represent the joy that has been lost, or maybe the enchantment to come. Threadman is intended to leave the observer wondering what things symbolize, to help them remember pain and enjoy the blessings life gives, and to make them reflect on their own existence. This has been Carrie Carnes with another Bulldog Podcast.